Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your life must be governed by principle, and there are times you have to, you are called to do things you don't want to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm talking to the real saints here, see? Because some folk only do what they want to do. They don't know the voice of God. But when you know the voice of God, it's like Abraham told to offer Isaac. Most of us said, loose here, devil. The devil is a lie, right? And we'd have went on our way. But he knew the voice of God. Listen to me. Not all the time, but there will be times God will call you or mandate you to do something you don't want to do. And it's usually in you overcoming something evil with good.
Amen.
He ain't going to tell you to get revenge. Amen. He ain't going to tell you to go cuss them out or get, come, like they cussed you out, cuss them out. He ain't going to tell you that.
Amen.
He's going to tell you, you got to overcome this with something good. And they didn't touch your last nerve. You try to convince them, they ain't going to appreciate it no way. And they won't.
Amen.
But that's not the issue.
Amen.
The issue is God says, you got to do it.
Amen.
You say you want to be like me.
Amen.
Say you want the power.
Amen.
Power, Lord. Right? You want all that. You want the gifts working. You want the anointing. I do it. Every fiber of your flesh was, I'd be screaming. But this is how you overcome evil. This is how you stay free from bitterness. Amen. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. After all they did. Amen. Look at somebody, ask them, you still want to be like Jesus? I heard somebody in their spirit say, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. So, number one, we are not our own. Look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. Exodus 6, verse 7. I will take you to me for a people. And I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Okay, the God says, I will take you to me. Do you understand what that means? God bringing you close to him. And we sing songs like that and we want to be close to God, right? Do you know what it costs? Now, God is sovereign. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's everywhere all the time. But there is a tangible presence. You know, God's everywhere all the time. He sees all, knows all, never sleeps, never slumbers. His eye is always on you. We're not talking about that because he watches. You know, there's nothing that escapes the eye of God. A sparrow can fall to the ground. And it didn't escape God's sight. So he sees all that. That's one thing. That's one dimension of it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about getting close to God and becoming his. There comes a tangible, a presence that certain responsibilities become yours to keep that presence.
Amen.
Because God's not going to be in foolishness. Amen. And you'll find, like I find, that when that presence comes, either the enemy at some point in time will send people or some type of situation or some type of circumstance to try to distract you from that, to get you out of that presence. Mm-hmm. Can I get a witness in here? So God says, you are mine. I'm bringing you to me. I'm bringing you to me. This is why some are experiencing right now, it seems like God may have you in a vice. Amen. You know, just kind of tightening it up on you. Amen. And you can't seem to get away from you. You run it, but you can't get away from you. Talk to me. I ain't talking anything I don't know by experience. When you try to get, you just want to get out of you, get away from you. But you can't. Amen. And the peace of God is not there. Anybody follow what I'm saying here? That joy ain't there. You want to complain. You want to get mad with God. And getting mad with God ain't moving him. And you want to cry, and he ain't looking at no tears either. And you want to shout at him, but he ain't listening to you. He's right there. But it's going on the inside, because see, he's got to purge some stuff. He's got to take some stuff out. Job said, I went forward, I couldn't find him. I went backward, he wasn't there. I looked to the right and the left, he wasn't nowhere around. While he's going through. But he came to the conclusion, though he slay me. Ah. See, when he came out, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. When he has tried me, I'm coming forth as pure gold. See, when you come through that, you're coming through something. This is what the new era is about. God's got to get rid of some of the dross, some of the old. Some of the stuff that's been holding you back. Some of that old mindset. That thinking that's stinking. Amen. Those words that you so flippantly would say all the time. So God a lot of times got to leave you with you. I was saying you got to get rid of you. You got to let go of you. And it ain't no way around it. I'm a witness. Ain't no way around it. Many are the afflictions. Happy is the man whom God chastens. Yeah. Why? He's preparing vessels. He's bringing you close. He's preparing you to come closer to him. First Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. I ain't saying nothing I don't know. I know what a chasing and whooping looks like and feels like. And it's not because of sin.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's not because you're dipping and dabbling. No, you walking upright and still, you still got to go through.
Amen.
But Lord. As a matter of fact, let me talk to somebody that's mature here. You'll go through more when you're doing right than when you do wrong. Ah, y'all ain't hearing me. Because see, when you're doing right, you qualify. Some folks say, I ain't signed up for this. Well, you qualified for it. Amen. But see, when the chastening is over, happy is the man whom the Lord corrects. Amen. Every son he receives, he chastens, fashions and shapes and molds you more and more. These are the hands of God. People say, I want to be more like Jesus. Okay. It's a good thing. But just brace yourself. I'm not talking about sickness and stuff. I ain't talking sickness and disease and disaster. I ain't talking about that stuff. I'm talking about God's hands on you.
Amen.
Where all likelihood, nobody will know but you and God. Only you know what's going on inside. Only you know the depth of the struggle. Only you know what God is showing you about you. Stop telling everybody. Let God work it out. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Say that with me. I am not my own. Say it again. I am not my own. One more time. I am not my own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So the hedge that we're talking about, that's so vital, it's imperative to our safety, our protection, and so much more. First of all, it establishes divine ownership. Guess what? God will protect his own. God will defend his own. Some of us really must learn this lesson, because you're very defensive. You talk defensive. Someone can't even give you a compliment. You think they're trying to say something about you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I like them red shoes. Well, I do too. What's that? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you sorry. You talk about saints. Just totally defensive. Come on, yeah, come on. See, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes battle can do that to you. When you're in the war, when you're on the front line battling, sometimes you can get that way. Your mind, you're thinking, so everything, anything anybody says, it's like they're throwing a fiery dart at you. First Corinthians 6:19-20, it reveals the fact that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. Amen. And it's something that we must learn and grow in, and that is not being so defensive.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.